بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم باب ثناء الناس على الميت. This is a chapter on people praising the mayyit, the deceased. عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال مروا بجنازة فأثنوا عليها خيرا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت ثم مروا بأخرى فأثنوا عليها شرا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وجبت فقال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه ما وجبت فقال هذا أثنيتم عليه خيرا فوجبت له الجنة وهذا أثنيتم عليه شرا فوجبت له النار أنتم شهداء الله في الأرض متفق عليه. هذا أنس رضي الله عنه نريس الرسول الصحابة هذا أنس رضي الله عنه نريس that the Sahaba passed by with a janaza and they praised this deceased person. People praised him. So Rasulullah said, wajabat, meaning it has become compulsory. Then another janazah went past, and the people spoke ill, evil of it. And Rasulullah said, it has become compulsory. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, who was present there, he asked, what is compulsory? So Rasulullah replied, when the people praised the first janazah, and they spoke good of the janazah, of the mayyit, so jannat becomes wajib and compulsory for that mayyit. And the second janazah that went past, the people spoke evil of this person. He was an evil man. He was a person who hurt the people. He caused problems. So sahaba or the people who were there present there, they spoke evil of the person. So Rasulullah said that jahannam becomes wajib and compulsory for that person. Then Rasulullah says, "Antum shuhada'ullahi fil ard." You are the witnesses of Allah Ta'ala on the earth. Ulama explained this. Some of the ulama are of the opinion that this refers to the utterances of pious people when a janazah takes place. If the pious people talk good about the person, then jannat becomes wajib. And if they talk evil of the person, then jahannam becomes wajib. And other ulama says, no, it's not necessarily only the pious people. It is in general Muslims in at large. Allah Ta'ala inspires the people on that occasion. Allah Ta'ala inspires the people to either praise the janazah. And if they praise the janazah, then this is a sign that this janazah, this person is from the people of Jannah, inshaAllah. Because the people are the witnesses of Allah Ta'ala in this world. So Allah Ta'ala makes them say such good words about this particular person who is going to be a Jannati. If the person was an evil person, then Allah Ta'ala inspires the people at that time to speak evil of him. And people say he was a bad man. And they, and such a person will go to Jahannam. So the people are the witnesses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they utter these words, this person, this deceased was an evil person, then Jahannam becomes compulsory for such a person. So again, from this hadith we learn, Allah Ta'ala give us good qualities and traits of a believer. And Allah make us amongst the pious so that when we pass away, people praise the janazah and jannat becomes wajib for us. وعن أبي الأسود قال قدمت المدينة فجلست إلى عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى فمرت بهم جنازة فأثني على صاحبها خيرا فقال عمر وجبت ثم مر بأخرى فأثني على صاحبها خيرا فقال عمر وجبت ثم مر بالثالثة فأثني على صاحبها شرا فقال عمر وجبت قال أبو الأسود فقلت ما وجبت يا أمير المؤمنين قال قلت كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أيما مسلم شهد له أربعة بخير أدخله الله الجنة فقلنا وثلاثة قال وثلاثة فقلنا واثنان قال واثنان ثم لم نسأله عن الواحد رواه البخاري. A similar narration, but in this narration we find that Abu Aswad rahmatullahi alayhi, he narrates, he says, I came to Medina Munawwara, I sat in the company of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. A janazah went past and people praised the deceased. Umar radiallahu anhu said, it is compulsory. Then another funeral went past, janazah went past, and people praised this janazah as well. And Umar radiallahu anhu said, it has become compulsory. Then the third janazah went past, and the people spoke evil of this deceased. Umar radiallahu anhu said, it has become compulsory. So this tabi'i Abu al-Aswad rahmatullahi alayhi asked Umar al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, what has become compulsory? So Umar radiallahu anhu said, I said exactly what Rasulullah told us, that, and then he gave another hadith. In this hadith he says, when four people testify to the goodness of a deceased Muslim. Janaza, Muslim person. And four people who testify to the goodness of this deceased Muslim, Allah enters this person into Jannah. The Sahaba obviously become very happy. Just four people witness good about the person. So we ask, what about three people? If only three people witness good. Rasulullah then said, even three. Then we ask, what about only two people? Rasulullah said, even two. Then the Sahaba said, we did not ask about one. In other words, they left that to, for the benefit of perhaps even if one person praises the janazah, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also admit him into Jannah. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. And may Allah ta'ala make our a'mal become noble and in accordance to the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should refrain from all evil so that when we leave this world, we leave in a good condition and Allah ta'ala makes the people praise the deceased so that Jannah becomes wajib for us. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.